AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A French legal official says the third attacker at the Bataclan concert hall in Paris has been identified as a man from the eastern city of Strasbourg who left for Syria in 2013. The latest information means all the attackers identified so far were French or Belgian, all native French speakers. In all, 130 people died in the November 13th attacks on Paris, with the worst of the carnage at the Bataclan. Indiana Governor Mike Pence says Donald Trump's call to stop all Muslims from entering the U.S. is offensive. But Pence is keeping his order in place, blocking Indiana state agencies from helping Syrian refugees, as heard on WRTV.
One of the attackers in Paris and was found to have in their possession paperwork that associated them with the Syrian refugee program.
Catholic Church officials have settled a Syrian family in the state, despite the governor's objections. Back to Donald Trump and the White House weighing in on his latest controversial proposal.
Press Secretary Josh Earnest calls Trump's idea toxic and grotesque, and he says it's counter to the Constitution a president must defend.
The first thing a president does when he or she takes the oath of office is to swear an oath.
And he says it's disqualifying, not just for Trump, but for any rival too scared of the GOP base to renounce him. But the spokesman adds this is what Trump's campaign is all about.
From the vacuous sloganeering to the outright lies to even the fake hair.
Earnest says the danger for Republicans is that what he calls this carnival barker routine drags their party into the dustbin of history. Mark Smith at the White House.
People in the Northwest have a wary eye on rising rivers, with the prospect of flash floods, mudslides, and falling trees promising another messy morning commute. Amtrak and commuter rails have canceled service in some areas of Oregon and Washington. This is AP Radio News. Breast cancer patients are getting a new way to reduce hair loss due to chemotherapy.
The Food and Drug Administration will allow marketing of the DignaCap to chill patients' scalps as they get chemo. A study found it significantly reduced hair loss. The near-freezing temperature is supposed to reduce blood flow in the scalp, making it harder for cancer-fighting drugs to reach and harm hair follicles. It's an idea that's been around for decades, and several versions of cold caps are sold around the world, but the DignaCap, made by Sweden's Dignitana AB, is the first to pass FDA scrutiny. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
She was a pioneering country music artist and also had hits as a rock and roll singer.
Daddy-o, daddy-o, sure good-looking daddy-o.
Bonnie Lou has died in a Cincinnati nursing home at 91. This song hit number 14 on the Billboard chart. She also co-hosted a Cincinnati TV show. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.